I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf and Practice series. Recently, a girl called up with a question that she had some skin condition, and dermatologist had prescribed her a medication to take. It would be a course of medication. It would take a couple of days for it to be effective. And the question that she had is whether she's allowed to take such medicine on Shabbos. We've discussed in the past that there's a prohibition of taking medicine on Shabbos. There's a prohibition of engaging in medicinal activities on Shabbos. This is a concern of Shema Yishchak Samamanim. Maybe you're going to come to grind. Maybe you're going to come to be over on the Melacha of Tochen when creating, when putting together the herbs for this medicine. Now, even though such a concern isn't really relevant nowadays, still a prohibition is still in place, and therefore, typically, one would not be allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Now, if someone is chole kogufi, if someone's unable to function normally, if someone's stuck laying in bed because of an illness, then you are allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. But over here, this girl had such some condition. She was bothered. It was disturbing her, but she wasn't at the point that would allow her to typically take medicine on Shabbos. And therefore, her question was that since this is a course of medicine that had to be taken over a couple of days, would it then be okay for her to take such medicine on Shabbos? Now, regardless of what I answered her question, there are three basic approaches among the poskim. Moshe Feinstein writes in Igros Moshe that it would be usur. You're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos unless there's a concern that if you don't take the medicine, it could develop into a scenario that would be chole kagufa, then it would be okay. But since the condition is such that it would never develop to be a state that would allow you to take medicine on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, even though the prescription was to take it over a couple of days. Rav Eliashiv writes in Kovash Chuvas, and it's quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish, that it would be allowed. It would be allowed as long as this is a course of medicine that's required to take over a couple of days. And if you skip Shabbos, if you don't take the medicine on Shabbos, then it won't have the desired effect, then you would be allowed to take the medicine on Shabbos. Now, many of the poskim quote a Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf kuf mem. Towards the bottom of Amar Aleph, the Gemara discusses this sort of vitamin or medicine of chiltis. And the Gemara says that there's a certain Amora that was taking it on a Thursday, on a Friday. And since he took it on Thursday and Friday, he was allowed to take it on Shabbos as well. So it would seem a very clear proof for this opinion of Rav Eliashiv, of the Chazon Ish, and many other poskim. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach pointed out that it's not a good raya, it's not a good proof, because the Gemara says the reason why he would be allowed to take it on Shabbos is because if he wouldn't take this medicine on Shabbos, he would get ill. Yistakin, it would be dangerous for him. Now it happens to be the Rambam has a different girsa in our Gemara. It's not that Yistakin, it will be dangerous for him. Rather, Yachla, he will become ill. But that in itself would be enough of a reason to permit taking medicine on Shabbos, because, as I said, if your illness may develop to be such that would allow you to take medicine on Shabbos, you're allowed to take such medicine even before it reaches that stage. And therefore, you wouldn't have a proof from our Gemara. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman argued. He argued on Vayashiv, and the truth is he argued on Moshe as well, and he seemed to have some sort of, call it, compromise position. Rav Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that if you're able to avoid taking the medicine on Shabbos, then you're required to do so. If the course of medication is 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, you're able to take the medicine starting on a Sunday and a Monday and avoid taking medicine on Shabbos, you're required to do so. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that if it's a course of medication of 7 days or longer, which it's inevitable, then you have to take the medicine on Shabbos, even though the concern that we have over here, the illness or the condition, wasn't such that typically would allow you to take medicine on Shabbos. You're not a chole kagufa, it's only a mechush ba'alma, it's just a discomfort or some minor pain. Still, since it's a course of medicine that's inevitable that you would have to take it on Shabbos, you would be allowed to take such medicine on Shabbos.